at sheyimshach v'yachzik. Then there's no kinyan until you moshach the shore, or else you make a chazaka in the bayis of the house like a regular kinyan chazaka. Now I'll explain a little bit. Moshchoy b'mono. What's going to be? Rashi learns head yit chayfet shel hegdish miyad hagiz b'mono. If somebody goes to buy something off hegdish and they give hegdish a mono, moshchoy b'mono, you make the kinyan mashicha, you move the animal towards yourself, and at that time you spoke out that you're going to pay $100 for it from hegdish. But v'lo hispik levdoisa yachu amad b'masayim. Lamaisa, you do not give the money yet to Hegdish. Until now, this animal became worth $200. The question is, how much money do you actually have to give to Hegdish? So the halacha is, Noisin Masayin. You have to give $200 to Hegdish. My time, and what's the reason? V'nosan ha-kesev v'komloi. The pasuk says, when you want to buy something off Hegdish, the way you buy it, the way it becomes yours, is by giving the money. If you give money, then it becomes yours. So over here, even though you made a Mashiach first, but so what? By Hegdish, Mashiach is not the Kenyan. The Kenyan is Kesef. So therefore, since you did not pay the money yet, so at the time when you want to pay the money, now the animal is worth $200, you have to pay $200 to Hegdish. What's going to be the opposite way? Moshcha b'masayim. You made a Kenyan Mashiach, you want to buy this animal off Hegdish, and right now the price you made up with Hegdish is worth $200. So you want to pay $200. But you did not actually pay the money yet. So the value went down. And now when you are paying the money, really it's only worth $100. So in Svara I should have said that all you have to do is just give $100. Because by Hegdish we go after the money. We don't care about the Kinyan Mashicha that you made before. But still the Chiddushes know that here we say Noisein Masayim. Here, no, you still have to pay for 200 that you were machayv yourself before when you made the Mashicha. My time, and what's the reason? We say now, by Hegdish, Mashicha means nothing. It's only when you pay the money. So now here, when you're going to pay the money, it's only worth 100. Why do you still have to pay the 200? So the Gemara says, the svar is, lo yehei koyach hegdit, choma me hegdish. That the koyach of hegdit should not be more stronger than hegdish. In other words, by hegdit, if you would have bought this off your friend when you would make Mashicha, the end is called the Kinyan. Like if you, Moshach, you draw it towards you, the animal becomes yours and you have to pay the money. So the same story applies to Hegdish also the Chumra. That here when you draw the animal towards you, it was worth $200. So we say now the Kinyan takes place as if you own the animal right now and you have to pay Hegdish $200. The Chumra we say that the Kinyan Mashicha does help. Therefore, you still have to pay the 200 the way it was worth for Shas you made the Mashicha. What about Podeya b'Masayim? Let's say you paid $200 to Hegdish. You gave him $200 for this animal. For lo hispik l'moishchoy, but you did not make a Mashicha, ad shoma d'mono. Until now, when you finally got around to take the animal, it's only worth a mono, 100. So the locher is poshid. Noisin Masayim, no, you still have to pay, you still have to leave the $200 there. My time, what's the reason? V'nosan ha-kesev v'komloi. As the Torah says, when you give money to Hegdish, the giving of the money, that's what's for komloi. That's what makes the kinyan. So here, when you gave the $200, you were kinder then, it became yours. So later, when it became worth less, only down to 100, it's like your shore became worth less. But the 200 you paid to Hegdish, they have a right to keep it. What about Podeyu b'mono? Let's say now it's worth $100, this animal, so you gave the $100 to Hegdish, you bought it off Hegdish. But lo hispik l'moishcha yachama b'masayim, you waited, you did not make the kinyan mashicha yet, you did not draw the animal to your reshus, until after it's worth $100, it went up, it's worth now $200. So the locher is, masha poda podui, what you did already is good. In fact, you gave the money is the kinyan. All you have to pay is just 100. We don't have to pay more. So the question is, am I? Why? Hokinami here also, let's say, lo yehei koyach hegdit, chomer mehegdish. Why don't we say the chumra, we should go after the way hegdit is. That by a hegdit, a normal person, it doesn't become yours until you make the mashicha. Just by giving money, we say you're not koyna. So why don't we say the chumra here also, that even though when you gave the money it was only worth 100, but now at the time when you go to make the mashicha, the drawer towards you, it's worth 200 now. So why don't we say you should have to pay the 200? So Mara says, no, here it's a little bit different. Oto hedjit la v'misha parakoi. Even by a hedjit, by a regular person, by your friend, when you buy an animal, you buy something off your friend, if you give him the money. So true is saying now, whether it's midrabbanan or midiraisa, the kesef does not help. You're not really kind of the chayfats until you make a mashicha. However, if you retract, there's a misha par upon you. A misha par means it's like a klala, curse. Doesn't give you a curse. In other words, if you made up, you're going to sell it. And the person already gave you the money, so by giving the money, something happened. And therefore, it's not right to retract now. Even though if you do, you have a right to, because the kinyan is first with the mashicha, not with the money, but it's called you're going to receive a misha para. You're going to receive a misha berach, like you're going to receive a klala back from Bezdin. So since by giving money by hedjit, also something takes place, that a misha para takes place, so over here by hegdish, when you paid the money for the chayfets, really midiraisa, that's the kinyan. The animal became yours now, when it was only worth $100. Here the svar is, even though later it gets worth the 200, and that's when you make the mashicha, but still we say the kinyan kesa that took place before, that's the kinyan. It stays by you at 100, you do not have to pay more. Because even by a hedjit, kesef means something. Now the Mishnah says, kol mitzvos haben al hav. All the mitzvahs that the father has to do to his son, the halacha is anoshim chayovim. Only the father, the men, is mechuyev on these mitzvahs, but for noshim pturus, the mother, she's potter on these mitzvahs that you have to do to your son. We'll see in the Gemara exactly which mitzvahs, mitzvahs mila, mitzvahs talmud Torah, that the mother is potter from these mitzvahs. For chol mitzvahs ha'av al haben, but all the mitzvahs that the son has to do to his father, that means mitzvahs ha'av, the mitzvahs of the father, al haben, that are on the son, like mitzvahs kibbut aveim, or mitzvahs yira, the locker is echad anoshim v'echad noshim. Whether it's a son or whether it's a daughter, they have a mitzvah to be mechabed their parents. Chayavin, the daughter also has the mitzvah kibbut aveim. Now, v'chol mitzvahs ha'sei shazman grama. Any mitzvahs ha'sei, that is a special time when to do the mitzvah, Rashi says, shazman gurim lo shetovoy. It's at a certain time that you have the mitzvah, like mitzvah sukkis, you only have it on sukkis, is anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturis. The locher is the men have the chiyuv, but the ladies are potter. A mitzvah of seishas man grama, we'll soon see the whole sugi here, we'll learn now from sukkah, from mitzvah of tefillin, that an isha is potter from these mitzvah. V'chol mitzvah saseh sheloi has man grama, but a mitzvah saseh that there's no time when to do it. It's there the whole time to do the mitzvah, any time it comes, there's the mitzvah to do it. Then echad ha'anoshim v'yechad ha'anoshim chayovim. Then we say whether it's a man or a lady, both of them have the chiyah to do the mitzvah. V'chol mitzvahs loisasei, but any mitzvah loisasei, then the locher is bein shazman groma. Whether it's a lav only comes a special time like by yiroh, by yimotzai, and Pesach, that there's a lav not to find chametz in yirishus, bein shaloi yazman groma. Whether it's a lav the whole time, not to eat chazir, lav that apply at all times, still echad ha'anoshim v'yechad ha'anoshim chayovim. That ladies are also mechuyev in a loisasei. That is the difference between a mitzvah shazman groma that's only by mitzvah sasei. We learn that from tefillin. But by mitzvahs loisasei, every loisasei applies to everybody, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady. Chutz excluding from the lav mibal takif, the lav of not to cut off the payas of the rosh, that we know only applies to men and does not apply to an isha. Or bal tashchis, the lav not to use a razor to raise off your beard, that only applies to a man and not to a lady. Or bal tatamal mesim, and that the kohen has a lav not to touch mesim, that's only by a man, by a zohar a kohen, and not by a kahanis, not by a bas kohen, she is allowed to be matama lemesim. All these things we'll learn out in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "My kol mitzvah saben olav." What does the Mishnah mean to say? All the mitzvahs of the son that have minuris, the mitzvahs of the son upon the father. Elaine, if you want to tell me, kol mitzvahs to mechay v'bro lemevad liabo, the have minuris you want to tell me means all the mitzvahs of the son that he has to do towards his father. So the Mishnah says, Noshim Ptura, it's not the ladies. The daughter is Apoto. Is that true? For us tomorrow, Votani will learn like this. Ein Ish, the mitzvah kibbut or moira, your father, Rashi, the Pasuk says, Ish ima v'yaviv tiro. He's supposed to have yira. It's Ish, ein liyel Ish. Maybe only your son has to have yira for his parents. Isha minayin, how do we know a daughter also has to have yira for her parents? Kishuayim ish ima v'yaviv tiro, hare kan shnayim. It says, Ish, a person, ima v'yaviv tiro, it's two. So Rashi learns, Ish ima v'yaviv tiro, hare kan shnayim. L'shnayim uayim, it's talking about the two people. Tiro'u, it's talking about the two. That both of you, both the son and the daughter, both of you have to have yira for your father and for your mother. So therefore we learn out that these mitzvahs apply to the daughter also. So what does the Mishnah mean then? The mitzvahs of the son upon the father does not apply for the daughter. Why not? So rather, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says like this is the Pshat of the Mishnah. Ochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ko mitzvahs ha-ben. Ha-motelas ha-lo-av. All the mitzvahs of the son that is upon the father, lasos lebnoi, that the father has to do to the son, the opposite way. Not the mitzvahs of the father upon the son, but rather the mitzvahs of the son that's upon the father to do. Such mitzvahs are noshim chayovim, the father, the man is mechuyev on mila and talmud Torah, v'noshim pturas, but the mother, the ladies, they are potter from the mitzvah of mila for their son and from the mitzvah of talmud Torah. So Mar says, now, tanina lo hodatan rabbonin, we learn about this in a brisa. Ho'av chayi b'vinoy l'moyloi. The father has a mitzvah chiyiv to make him bris milah for a son. Olev doisai, if he's a b'chor, the father has the mitzvah pidyin ha-ben. Olelam doi Torah, the father has the mitzvah to teach his son Torah. Oliasi isha, the father has the mitzvah to marry off his son. Olelam doi umnas, the father also has the chiyiv to teach his son a trade. They should not become a robber later on in life. Should have a trade to live on. Some say, there's a mitzvah upon the father also to teach his son how to swim. The Rashi says, the svara like, Shema Yafresh Mesfinim, maybe they'll go on the ship, the titfoy and the ship will sink, the yistakin, and then if he can't swim, he'll be a sakana, he may yadei aloshut. So that's the svara, father has a chiyah to teach his son how to swim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol she'enoi melamed as benoi umnois, any father that does not teach his son a trade is malamda listus. He teaches him to be a robber. For the Gemara listus, do you mean to tell me he's really teaching him how to be a robber? So Rashi says, v'lo yoshu v'alam deklum. The father just not teaching him anything, but he's not teaching him to be a robber. Elo rather means like this, ki'ilu malamda listus. It's as if you're teaching him how to be a robber. So Rashi says, d'chivun d'yein lo yumnus, if he doesn't have a trade, how to make a living with, the Yech Salach was not going to have bread teeth later on in life. Yelech Pasha's Rochim will go on the streets. The Elastim Esabrius. The way he'll make money is by stealing, robbing people. So therefore, it's a mitzvah upon the father to teach his own son different umnas. How to be able to make a living. Right. We'll see later on in the Gemara exactly about teach his son to be a Talmud Chochim. Right. Lemoyloi Minolan. How do we know now that there's a mitzvah upon the father to make the bris mila for his son? The pasuk says, "Vayomol Avram et Yitzchak benoi." So Vayomol mashmo that Avram has the mitzvah to make the mila upon his son. So the Mara says, "And veheicha deloy mila yavua." When the father does not make the bris mila, mechayve beidin lemimaloi. The halacha is the bezdin then has a chiyuv on a Jewish kid to see to it that he has a bris mila. Because another pasuk says, "He moy lochem kol zocher." Mashma klal himo lechem means you, to Bezdin, you should make sure that people have a bris mila. Let's say for some reason Bezdin also did not take care of it, so the person grew up without a bris mila. Talachur is mechayiv iyo lemimol enashe. He himself has a chiv when he becomes a godol to make a bris mila upon himself. He has a chiv upon himself to take care to see that he has a bris mila. Because the pasuk says, "V'yorol zocher asher lo yimol es pesar alosoi v'nichrusu." A person that does not make a bris mila to himself is chayiv koros. You see here that the mother is a chiv upon yourself. Now the question is, "Ihi minolan d'loy mechayva." How do we know now that the mother does not have a chiv to see to it that her son has the bris milah. So Gemara says the siv, because the pasuk says be Avram that v'yomel Avram Yitzchak benoi kashatziva oisoi elokim. So Hashem commanded him. So we darshan oisoi v'loy oisoi. That Hashem commanded Avram and not Sarah. Says the right that Isha Sarah was not mechuyev in bris milah. The Gemara askucha niyad. That's only niyad that Hashem gave Avram Avinu this mitzvah to make the bris milah upon his son. But Ladaris Minol, how do we know Ladaris? After Avram Avinu. After Matan Torah, how do we know that there's a mitzvah upon the father to make the bris on his son? So Mar says, Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, that Kol Mokom Shenem Matzav, whenever the Torah says Loshen of Tzav, Einu Ela Zirus. That means Zirus to do it, Bishleimus, do it fast, do it swift, do it good. And Miyad Ladaris, it means right away and forever. Zirus, how do we know it means Zirus, do it carefully, well, fast? The Chassid Pasuk says, "V'tzaves Yeshua v'chaskeyu v'yamtzeyu." You see, it means chaskeyu v'yamtzeyu means do it strong, do it good, do the mitzvahs b'shleimus. Miyad uladeres. How do we know the word tzav means forever? The Chassid Pasuk says, "Min hayoyim asher tzivu Hashem v'hol uladereseichem." See, the word tzivu goes v'hol uladereseichem from now onwards till ever you have these mitzvahs. So therefore, here also by Mila it says, "Kasher tzivu oisai." Tzivu means a lashon of uladeres. That forever there's the mitzvah upon the father to see to it that the son has the bris milah. And if the father could do the milah, there's a special mitzvah for the father himself to do the milah on the son. If the father can't do it, l'maisi we're knowing that he makes a shliach. He's supposed to tell the moyel to do it for their shlichus. We hold shlichus does help. Vital of doisai. Then there's a mitzvah upon the father to be paid as benoi. If he's a b'chor, he has to buy him back from the kohen, give him the five shkolim. Minolan, how do we know this? The mitzvah is upon the father. Tefsir, the pasuk says, kol b'chor bonecho tifte. That tifte means you, the father, you have to be poiderit. V'hecha deloy parka yavua. If the father does not take care of it, the locher is mechayiv iyu lemifrake. He himself has to take care of himself. Tefsir, because the pasuk that says, podoy tifte. That part of the sifta with Hashem is you have to do it yourself also. Part of the sifta, you have to do it. Now the ihi, she, the mother, minolon deloy mifkada. How do we know the mother does not have a chiyuv to see that the son has a pidyon haben? The pasuk says tipode, so with Hashem tifta. Rashi says tipode tifta kloy makori be tifta. So what does that mean? Kol she mitzuva liftoy sesatzmoy. Any person that has a mitzvah to be paid to himself is mitzvah livdois asacherim. Then there's a mitzvah upon you to be paid to somebody else. In other words, a man, that if you're born a bechor, there's a mitzvah to see that you have the pidyon. So when you become a father, you have a chiyuv to see that your son has the pidyon also. But the chol she'enoi mitzvah livdois asatzmoi, like a lady, the mother, that does not have, and she never has the chiyuv to be paid to herself, there's no pidyon by a nekeva. Therefore, einoi mitzvah liftoi secherim. Therefore, it's a svar of the noshim do not have a chiyuv to see to it that their sons have a pidyon haben. That's the noshim of tifte tipode with Hashem. That tifte, who has the chiyuv to do to somebody else, tipode is somebody that has the chiyuv to do it to himself. But now the question still is, v'ihi minolan d'loy mechayva, l'mifrako nafsha, how do we know this, that a lady doesn't have a chiyuv to be paid to herself? Maybe there's such a thing as a pidyon of a bechoris. And the chesed, the pasuk says, tifte, tifte. Then what does that mean? Kol shacherim mitzuvim livdoisoi mitzuvim livdoisatzman. Now it's the opposite way. Any time the father has a chiyuv to appoint his son, so maybe the son has a chiyuv to appoint himself. But the kol shein acherim mitzuvim livdoisoi, any time there's no chiyuv, the father does not have a chiyuv to appoint his daughter, is a mitzvah liftes asatzmoi. The daughter then does not have a chiyuv to be paid to herself. But uminayin, so how do we know this? Shein acherim mitzvah livdoisa. How do we know that the father does not have a chiyuv to be paid to his bechorto, his first daughter? How do we know? The Yom HaKroh, the pasuk says clearly, kol bechor bonecho tipode. All the bechorim of your son. So dashin bonecho v'loy b'neisecho. The father only has a chiyuv to be paid the first of his son, and not the first of his daughter, the first daughter. The first petter rechem that would be a daughter. There's no pidyon by a bechoris. So that's therefore, since the father doesn't have a chiyuv to her, she doesn't have a chiyuv back, and therefore she doesn't have a chiyuv to be paid to herself either. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, come in here. Who liftois ubnoi lemonad rabraisa tana rabbanu who liftois ubnoi liftois. If you have a father and a son that both do not have a pidyon aben yet, nobody took care of the father's pidyon aben, and now the father already has his own son and his own bechor. So who koydim livnoi? He's supposed to take care of himself first and then be poyed to his son. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, no, b'noi koidmoi. The son, you have to take care of your son first. Shezeh mitzvos le'aloviv, because your pidyon was upon your father. V'zeh mitzvos b'noi alov, and your son, though, the mitzvah is upon you, the father, to be poyed to the son. Such Rabbi Yehuda Svar is supposed to take care of your son first before you take care of yourself. So much like this. Om Rabbi Yirmiyah. How come everybody agrees?